Good afternoon, you're listening to Northside Today with myself, Yvette Reid, and on the line with me I have Desi Ellis from Sinn Féin for the Dublin North West region, and we're going to be talking about illegal dumping, and in particular illegal dumping that's happening up around St Margaret's Road in Finglaster. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Yvette.
So, I mean, I was on to you the other day there and I was telling you the state of the road, the St Margaret's Road up there by IKEA, and the amount of dumping that's going on. Now, after I rang you the other day, the next day the council were down and the road has been cleared since. So, I mean, what can you tell me about this and what's been done to prevent it?
Well, you know, straight after I spoke to you, I spoke to the council, and in fairness to the council, they were out fairly quickly. Now, this has been an ongoing thing. They've cleared that area several times now over the last while, and every so often it just keeps building up. But we're having this across the whole, not just the northwest area, but the whole of Dublin now. The illegal dumping has got to epidemic proportions, and it's now fairly common now to see a lot of dumping. Particular areas are more focused. You know, there seems to be more dumping in particular areas. At the moment, St Margaret's there. There's a few other areas in the northwest area. And also in some of the estates, we're getting very, very serious dumping.
And, I mean, why do you think that is? Because I just saw an article and it was saying that these new laws come into effect where a person, they can't leave rubbish out after 6pm on the day before it's due to be collected, or after 5pm for commercial rubbish. I mean, do you think that that's got something to do with it, or is it people can't afford the bin tags? Or, I mean, what do you think it is?
Well, I think there's a combination of factors. A lot of people just cannot afford. People are now pinned to their collar. The whole issue of austerity now has taken a huge toll on people, and they are now struggling to meet their bills. So people are, we're seeing the end product now is serious dumping because people just cannot afford to pay for these charges.
And I mean, that road in particular, St Margaret's Road, it's really is a hazard, and like the dumping is going on right at the corner, so if you're driving up it, you have to come onto the other side of the road, and for anybody who doesn't know the road and they might be driving a bit fast, I mean, I can see an accident happening there. And not only that, there'll just be fires like in the middle of the road. They're lighting fires in the middle of the road, lighting this waste up, you know, and I mean, it's covered in rats and stuff, I'd say, as well. So I mean, like, I've seen the council now, and fair play to the council, like they're always up there cleaning it up, and I mean, that must be costing a lot of money to do that. So I'm wondering, like, what are they doing to prohibit it, and what can they do, like, to, you know, prohibit it?
Well, we had a very similar problem up in Dunsink Lane for many years, and the dumping was absolutely gone completely out of control. And it took a number of years. Now, we still have a bit of dumping up there, but at the same time, it's nothing on the scale that was before. So we got special cameras put up in Dunsink Lane. And unfortunately, now St Margaret's Road now and that general area is now posing a major problem. The area up there, that we do need to you know, monitor that area more, you know.
Yeah.
It needs to be monitored in a far better way. And it may be that we should be requesting the likes of IKEA and people like that they, you know, should put up cameras and help in the monitoring and maybe contribute towards monitoring this area. Because some of the land up there now nearby is belong to IKEA. And maybe one angle that we can come at it, you know.
Yeah.
But the council, you know, there's a huge amount of cameras now in Ballymun, probably the most in the city in terms of CCTV. So this area, because of the way it's situated, it is, you know, necessary that we get some sort of monitoring up there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, because it is kind of like a country road too, do you know what I mean? So I'm wondering where they could put cameras. And I mean, who is actually dumping down here? Like, who's,
there's a combination of people that's dumping up there. There's a lot of people locally, there's a lot of people coming into the area, and there's a lot of people dumping along the lane itself because they see it as a no-man land.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. And it's not one that's physically, you can watch, and, you know, there's sections in the lane there that are not visible to a lot of people. So it's easy for people to go down and dump. So I think the only way that this can be monitored is by some sort of CCTV monitoring and also a physical presence every now and again to check, you know, that the lane is not getting clustered up. And of course, that people need to be vigilant, and if they see people dumping, they need to take their numbers and report them. There is a number there that people can, you know, contact if they see people illegally dumping, and they can give the registrations.
Yeah, I'm going to give that number out at the end here. But, I mean, like, what's the Dublin City Council saying about this, or Fingal, whoever, you know, I don't know which...
Well, it's caught on the border of Fingal and Dublin City Council. Part of the area is in Fingal and part is in Dublin City Council. But for the most part, the area that's given us the problem here is Dublin City Council, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, so they're just, all they're doing is they're going down and cleaning it up, and there's not much else that people can do other than the community to get involved, and possibly IKEA because it's some of their land. So I mean, it can't be, like, you know, nice for the residents that live up along that road either to have to live around that rubbish either, you know, because I mean, it's not only is it a hazard to the environment, but it's also, like, you know, I mean, unsightly and unclean.
Yes, and it's also it's a danger to people, particularly children playing around, that they're playing in all sorts of rubbish, and the dangers to their health is huge. And also the rat infestation as a result of this is a major, major problem. So I do think people need to be alert. There is, you know, some of this is pure, you know, people can't see properly because there's a lot of hedgings along there. And we have requested in the past to remove some of that so we could have, you know, people could have a proper vision of what's going on. But that is only, you know, part of the solution. People themselves need to be proactive in you know, trying to stop this and saying and passing on the numbers to the line that's available for it.
Yeah, and I mean, so this is something that is being talked about, and it's being looked at by, like, yourself, obviously, you know a good bit about it, and by people obviously calling into yous and expressing how they feel about
I mean, this is going on now a number of years, because St. Margaret's Road, while the dumping has got worse now, and there's been various, this is going on 4, 5, 6 years where the dumping has been going on there, and at this moment, it's really, we're fighting a rear guard action. Every time it builds up, the council is coming in and removing it. But, you know, it's costing the council a huge amount of money. And, you know, they really need to find a solution that's much better than this, constantly just going in and removing stuff.
Okay, and, like, I mean, so the number is, if you want to report illegal dumping, it's a 24-hour local number, and it's 1-850-365-121, or you can get in touch with your local authority or the Environmental Protection Agency, and also the guards. And, I mean, if people want to find out more about this, can they call yourself as well, Desi?
Oh, yes, no, we'll send any complaints we get, and we will keep raising it. I've been up there myself. I've looked at the issues, and we will keep raising them at the council, and just do our best to try and get some sort of a solution. But I do suspect this is going to drag on for a while.
Okay. And if they want to get in touch with you, what's your number again?
Well, you can contact my office. It's 834-7674.
That's great, Desi.
01-834-7674.
That's brilliant. Listen, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.